So thanks again for listening to Choose to Be Rich. As I said, Rich Dad's primary rule was that money is an idea, and I think we've covered that fairly well. The second rule I'd like to cover right now is the idea that money doesn't make you rich. Now, to many people, that sounds strange because they get up every day, they make more money, and they think that if I make more money, that'll make me rich. Well, money doesn't do that. Money has the power to make you rich as well as poor. Most of us have heard the stories of lottery winners who suddenly come into $10, $20, $100 million. And things are fine, things are wonderful, but suddenly they're broke again. And the reason for that is manyfold. But it goes back to that rule that money doesn't make you rich. A poor person with a lot of money still becomes poor. And the reason for that is what they do a lot of times is they suddenly get this large sum of money. Let's say they've been following the advice of live, you know, frugally, cut up your credit cards, live below your means, and suddenly somebody pours all this money on you. Well, that's like a starving man going to a buffet. You know, they just can't control themselves. Their emotions go out of control. They have all of a sudden a lot of friends who like them. They're popular. And they want to start acting like the rich act. And they start taking their friends out. They buy the big Rolls Royce or Mercedes or BMW. They buy the big house all on credit. Because that's what poor people do. They buy liabilities on credit. You know, the poor person's favorite words are low down, easy monthly payments. That's what gets them every time. All you have to do is suck them in and say low down, easy monthly payments, or you don't have to pay anything for the next 3 months. That draws them in. That is a poor person's way of thinking. So they get all this money. They put a little money down, but they buy a $2 million house. They put a little money down, but they buy themselves a big Rolls Royce for $200,000. They take their friends out to dinner. They go on trips. They take all their friends with them. Many rock stars have done this, football stars, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why money doesn't make you rich, because if you're a poor person with a poor person's reality, you will spend money like a poor person. More money doesn't make you more intelligent. In fact, if you're stupid, more money will make you more stupid. And that's what's happening to many people when they suddenly come into a large sum of money. And that's why my rich dad often said, money doesn't make you rich. So what we'll be going into right now is what does make you rich. So one of the ways the rich become richer is because they know what is important when it comes to money. For example, my poor dad always said, go to school and get a high-paying job. And my rich dad always said, it's not how much money you make that's important. It's really how much you keep that's important. And so what happens to many people, they keep focusing on how much they make instead of trying to figure out how much they keep. My rich dad's vocabulary, in his words, he would say, the question is, how much drops to your bottom line? In other words, you have $1,000, and you put $300 in the bank or you invest the $300, clear profit to you. At that moment, he says, you have a 30% income to expense ratio. In other words, you have 30% more income than you do expenses, which includes taxes. So you put 30% to the bottom line. So what my poor dad did, he focused on the $1,000. What my rich dad did, he focused on the $300. That to him was more important than how much you made. So really step number two, after the reason to be rich, step number two is you really have to figure out how much you're keeping, what percentage. I was listening to Sir John Templeton of the Templeton Fund, and I remember him saying to me that when he and his wife first got married years ago, their objective was to live on 50% and invest 50% of what they have left. And once we heard that, he said that eventually I think it got down to he lived on 30% and invested 70%. That's why he got so rich. And it's that ratio, those numbers again, that make you rich. For my wife and I to be basically broke in 1985 and retired by 1994, what we set out to do was to get really extreme on the ratios. We lived on 10% and invested 90%. And that was what made us rich. We kept our expenses low. I mean, we bought a really nice house, but we bought it during a market recession. It's a $300,000 house. We bought for $117,000. We only had a $40,000 mortgage on it. The rest of the money was used to buy other houses, assets, investments, and things like this. So that was our ratio. So when you're thinking about what makes you rich, it's not money that makes you rich. It's not how much money you make that makes you rich. It's how much money you keep that makes you rich. And so you may want to think about it right now. What percentage of what you make is being kept? In other words, like my poor dad would have focused on the $1,000 income, and my rich dad would have focused on the $300 dropping to the bottom line.